This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, you're listening to Animal Party on Pet Life Radio with me, Deb Wolf. It's always me, Deb Wolf, but sometimes I have a guest. Today, no guest, just me. And I've been looking at a lot of pet news. So it's a good thing we don't have a guest because we're going to fill up the time. So, first of all, I was looking at the No Kings March and trying to see if there was anything relating to pets in the march. And sure enough, there was a very clever sign that said, Christy Gnome equals a box of chocolates. And then someone standing beside that person had a sign that said, Christy Gnome is like a box of chocolates. Both can kill your dog. So I thought, all right, that makes it on the pet show. Very good, very clever. So yeah, chocolates can kill your dog. You got to be careful. Raisins can kill your dog. Grapes can kill your dog. Antifreeze can certainly kill your dog. There's quite a lot of plants that can kill your dog. Lots of things you put around the Christmas tree can kill your dog. The stuff they put inside the liquid to keep the tree fresh can kill your dog. So many things can kill your dog or your cat. So go to the internet, look at the list, make sure you're not using these products. Slug bait can kill your animals. There's a lot of things. So we want to be extra, extra, extra careful. And sometimes some of the things that can kill your animals, like xylitol, which is an artificial sweetener, are called something else. Like pine sugar, whatever the heck that is. So be careful. Don't give them stuff if you don't know what it is. Very simple. All right. So on TLC, I often watch just to see what kind of atrocities, what atrocious behavior I can see toward the pets on the show. Because these ladies spoil their pets in ways that make the pets so bad-mannered. But there were two things that I have to report on. And one of them is something that I noticed most people wouldn't have. Not a big deal. The other thing went viral. I'll tell you about that after the break. But the first thing I noticed on TLC, and this was a Real Housewife show, so it might have been on that other network, Slice. Anyway, Real Housewives. It's Real Housewives of Vancouver. And they're not real at all. Let me just... just give you a heads up on this. They are the fakest people you ever want to meet. But okay, the Real Housewives. And they're not actually housewives either. But okay, we'll... anyway, if you've seen the shows, they're all over the world, Real Housewives of New York, of LA, of Orange County, of wherever. So there's one for Vancouver. And this woman, one of them has a serval cat. So that's interesting on its own. It jumps on the counter and takes whole steaks off the counter and runs away with them. And that's quite something. But that's not what we're talking about today. What we're talking about today is one of the characters on the show. She bends down in the morning and takes this tiny little saucer and puts a little bit of yogurt in it. And first of all, the yogurt she put in it was not plain. It was definitely flavored and colored and likely sweetened. And since she's always weight conscious, it may have had fake sugar in it. And so what are you doing? But anyway, she took some yogurt and she put it in a bowl for her dog. Now, if you do this with plain, natural, healthy yogurt, that's a great idea. But as she did it, she said to her little dog, "You must be the only dog in the world who likes yogurt." And I thought, oh no, all dogs like yogurt, pretty much. It's good for them and they like it. So if your dog has an upset tummy or if your dog's been on antibiotics for a while afterward, it's a really good idea to mix some yogurt in with their food. But pick the non-flavored, non-colored, non-sweetened, and can never understand why manufacturers color dog food, because it's just for humans, right? The dogs don't care what color the food is. They're going by smell and taste. They don't care if it's red or brown or yellow or green kibble, if it looks like Lucky Charms. They don't care about that. That's for us. And they certainly don't want to ingest that stuff. So your dog's not the only dog in the world who likes yogurt. Every dog likes yogurt. And I strongly suggest my listeners, if you're going away on a holiday and you've got some yogurt in the fridge and you think, oh, that's going to spoil, I better chuck it down the drain. I better throw it out. No, don't throw it out. Give it to your dog. You could even try giving it to your cat. A lot of cats like it too. All right, we're going to go to break and I will tell you about the incident that went viral on one of these dating shows. Coming up next, stay tuned on Animal Party Pet Life Radio.
Real people, real stories.
Our little dog developed this lymph problem, but the chemotherapy lasted for 6 months, started developing more lymph nodes. So I thought I'd just try carnivore. The lymph nodes started to go down. Then I took him into the vet to have him checked out, and there was no signs at all inside.
My cat had issues that developed in his eye, and 3 months later, my veterinarian said, let's go ahead and remove the eye. I heard the carnivore on advertising. So I said, you know what? I'm going to order this product. They did the procedure. They did all the tests, and they said, I don't know what you did. This product saved his eye.
I've got a Labrador. He could hardly lift herself up off the floor. The treatment was chemotherapy. That's when I said, this could be the ticket. About 3 weeks, you could tell. She was very alert. She was going on 5 mile walk.
She is just like prime again.
Call 866-836-8735. That's 866-836-8735. Or visit carnivore.com. That's CARNIVORA.com.
Use promo code PETLIFE at checkout for 15% off your order at carnivora.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Hello! We're back on Animal Party on Pet Life Radio, and one of those shows, those reality shows, so-called reality, not exactly real, but one of those shows had a moment go viral, and not in a good way. So one of the characters on Love is Blind was drinking wine, num num num, yeah, some of you like wine, but then she took the glass and she just let her golden retriever lick out of the glass and drink several sips, big golden retriever tongue, lapping up, shaking like a ladle, lapping up that wine. And then, this is the part that really bothered me, well, all of it bothered me, then the woman took the glass and continued to drink from it. Oh, so Love is Blind, but I'm not blind to that. That was awful. First of all, okay, worms, parasites, bacteria. You know your dog's mouth's been, and it's not where you want your mouth. So why are you sharing a wine glass with your dog? That's the first thing. Second thing, wine for dogs, alcohol for dogs, that is a terrible idea. Terrible idea. Don't be doing that, people. And I'm glad that she's getting so much heat for it. Now, over in Australia, they have a new product on the market called Shampaws and a bunch of others that aren't so cleverly named that are actually really expensive non-alcoholic beverages packaged to look like alcohol so people who pamper their pets can drink with their pets, I guess is the idea, or simulate it. Now that's just crazy. I'm glad we don't do that here in Canada. I can say we don't do that with our pets. That's a very strange way to treat your pet, wouldn't you say? Well, all over the world we have our strange customs, don't we? And that one gets a mention on the show today. Something else that gets a mention is a really interesting rescue. Now, off the city of Nanaimo, which is on Vancouver Island, so kind of near Vancouver, a ferry ride away, there was a humpback whale, a Hawaiian humpback whale, which kind of brings me to that point again where animals just don't care about borders. They don't care. He doesn't consider himself a citizen of Hawaii, this whale. But anyway, a Hawaiian humpback whale gets in trouble off Nanaimo, and he's tangled. He's just so tangled. Everything is bad. It's looking like it's going to be terrible. And they go out, the rescuers go out, and the government workers go out, the fisheries workers, everybody goes out, and they try, and they get all the stuff off this guy. Now, his name is Astro Boy. I love that. And they save him. And Astro Boy swims again. So Astro Boy is now free of all of that debris. And I was going to report on that. And I was watching TV. And Deadliest Catch came on. And one of the fishermen on one of the boats was mad at another fisherman on another boat and decided to sabotage his gear. So he went and he cut wires and lines off the trap. So the trap would stay underwater catching crab, but the crab wouldn't get caught because the lines were all cut. But the problem with this is, where do those lines go? Those cut lines. Yeah, they go on Astro Boy. That's right. Because these whales don't know borders and they go all over the place. And the lines and the currents and the waters. I went fishing recently in the Fraser River a couple months ago. And I was casting and casting, and all of a sudden got caught on something. And I thought, yes, I got big salmon. I thought, oh, this is going to be great. And I pull it in, and I got other people's lines and lures and hooks and about $10 worth. But still, you know, that's what the marine life has to deal with, all our debris. So come on, people, clean it up a bit. For the sake of all the birds and sea mammals and the fish and all of us walking in bare feet on the beach, clean it up. All right, we're going to go to break and come back on Animal Party, Pet Life Radio. Stay tuned.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hello. We're back on Animal Party, Pet Life Radio. And I do have a couple stories about sea otters. I don't usually talk about them on Pet Life Radio. But the thing is, sometimes they encounter dogs. And it can be bad. Last year, there was a dog whose owner decided to get it to play fetch around sea otters who happen to have pups, babies, and the sea otters killed the dog, drowned the dog. So sometimes the encounters can be very bad. And so sometimes they make my Animal Party Pet Life Radio show. But recently, Taylor Swift was wearing a sea otter t-shirt, a vintage one, from an aquarium, and she donated it to the aquarium. They auctioned it off, and they raised so much money for the aquarium and for marine life rescue. It's just a great, great story. But why are sea otters so much in the news? Well, that's because of a sea otter called 841. Do-do-do-do, 841. Back in 2023, was attacking surfers and taking their surfboards. Yeah. So now, it's 2 years later, and it's happening again. Surfers, young women, men, they're getting bit on the ankle, the foot, they're getting attacked, and then the otter claims their board. So the authorities are quoted, and I think it's so funny because it sounds so similar to when we talk about criminals. So this is the quote from the official quote: troublesome behavior of a repeat offender is likely the cause. Or, and this is what the experts say, it is possible that another otter has begun to see the appeal of surfing. Yeah, when you see these little guys on the boards, one of the surfers was interviewed and she said the thing attacked her, bit her ankle. She treaded water for a while, then she got on someone else's board and hung out for a while. And the otter played on her surfboard for almost an hour before she could get it back. So the donation of the t-shirt, the vintage t-shirt for the Santa Monica Aquarium, raised $2 million, $1.3 million in 8 hours. So there's going to be a lot of sea otter help from that. Way to go, Taylor. Way to go, Taylor. And actually, while we're on celebrities in the news, I saw something recently about Snoop Dogg going to a shelter in New York and rescuing all of the dogs, taking one home, the oldest, saddest, and 11-year-old dog, taking it home, and then sending supplies and money and paying off all their bills and keeping the shelter open for the other 30 or so. So a salute to Snoop Doggy Dogg, Snoop Dogg. I've always been a fan, not just because of his name, also because of his words. So, and now because of his deeds. All right, so there's a bit of a warning going around about salmonella in dog treats. And you all know if you're feeding your dogs anything that's not fully cooked, like a pig's ear, it could have salmonella. So you definitely want to wash your hands after. People are getting sick. And it's interesting because pistachios also are part of the problem here. Now, pistachios often have salmonella. And if we eat them, our stomach acid breaks that up and we don't get sick. But if we cover them in chocolate or something else, and then we eat them and they have the salmonella, our stomach can't do its job and we do get sick. And there's a craze now, Dubai pistachio chocolates and all the knockoffs. And that is causing a lot of illness around the world. But it's a good reminder about salmonella and being careful. I have to tell you, there's been another avian flu epidemic out here. It's getting worse again. So be really careful with your animals. Be careful when you're in parks. Be careful around. If you do have backyard chickens, be absolutely extra careful. And you may want to rethink that. This might not be the time to have them unless you're properly set up. So something I thought was really interesting was, for some reason, Trump has been telling Colorado to stop importing Canadian wolves. And I'm not really sure what the rationale is there. But probably a lot of you don't realize that there is quite an exchange of animals around the world meant to restore the environment. So, I mean, that sounds crazy, right? How could putting wolves in Colorado help Colorado? Well, I'll tell you in a second. But some of these include things like, we have elks up here called Roosevelt elk that were brought here, you can guess when, long time ago from America. And in Scotland, they have beaver that they bought from us because Canadians still have beaver, but because there was so much hunting of the beaver, trapping of the beaver for beaver hats long ago, they were made extinct in many, many places where they're supposed to be. So in the case of the beavers they've taken from Canada and put back in Scotland have restored wetlands. You know, there was a woman in America who would trap them and relocate them. And she said when she would take them to some devastated, empty area and release a beaver, and a year later she'd go back and there'd be fish and ducks and birds and you know, total stream life and creeks. And that's what they do. They're the wildlife engineers of waterways, and they do an amazing job. So that's why people want beavers. But why do you want our wolves? Well, if you don't have wolves, then you get a problem. You get an imbalance in the deer, the moose, the elk, whatever else you got going on there, the rats, whatever else you got going on there that the wolves were eating. And so then, because of that, you get a problem with your vegetation. And then when you get a problem with the vegetation, because there's too many grazing animals eating it, or maybe the animals that are preying on the grazing animals aren't as big, so they're only taking small game. So now you only have large game. I mean, there's all kinds of ways you can throw it off by taking one predator out, by deciding you don't like the wolf and paying ranchers to kill it for years and years, and then having no wolves creates a big problem in the ecosystem. So maybe only the short plants are being eaten and certain plants and trees are growing extinct because of that. Or maybe it's the opposite. Maybe you've taken the wolf out, and so the smaller predators are eating the smaller prey, but the bigger prey are now, the bigger herbivores are now grazing. And, you know, there's all kinds of imbalances that get created. And so returning the wolves just restores the exchange between the animals and helps protect the food sources. It sounds so crazy because you think, well, wolves must prey on the cattle and the sheep. And of course, the ranchers probably hate them. And yeah, that's all true. But at the same time, if you don't have them, you get terrible problems. And in one place, there's terrible deer disease. Deer are dropping like crazy because they have an overpopulation problem that makes them susceptible to this kind of issue. And so, you know, you really can't, when we decide to kill something, you know, and put a bounty on their tails or something like that. It can really, really mess things up. Nature's designed to work beautifully if we don't mess it up. So, and sometimes we mess it up and then we fix it again. And that's what's going on with returning wolves to Colorado or beavers to Scotland, or when we returned the elk to Canada, or in Israel, there's a place called the Chaibar where they look at the Bible, and any animal mentioned in the Bible that isn't there anymore, they try to find, or find the closest proximity to it, relative of it, and bring it back because they want it to be authentic. They want the world to have the animals it's supposed to have, where they're supposed to be whenever possible. And if a drought or famine or war caused animals to have to leave or get decimated, then when that issue is over, it's time to restore them. Even if they're not so popular like the wolf, it's time to restore them because they do some good. All right, well, we didn't really talk about dogs and cats today. Not too much, just a little bit. But we certainly covered the big, wide animal world. So it's been a wild show for you on Animal Party, Pet Life Radio. And I promise next time I'll talk dogs and cats. Stay tuned for that. I'll be doing a show in a week. From me and Pet Life Radio, be good to your animals. Ciao, meow.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.